Getting ready for a road trip wild in L.A. Before they jump on the plane, we're talking to Joseph Cramarosa, called up from the Iowa Wild. First and foremost, ready for a big trip out west, Joseph?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It was good news, and excited to be here and get on the road and get started.
Love to talk to you guys when you get that call. How did you get the call? Who told you? And your excitement level once that sentence was completed, you're going to go join the big boys.
Yeah, we had a pretty crazy game with a wild ending against Grand Rapids. I think it was Friday night, and they pulled me into the office after and kind of let me know the schedule moving forward. So obviously mixed emotions with a kind of a crazy game and then to that, but it's all part of the business. So went home, had a day off the next day, and started packing. So it was a good feeling, you know. Always look forward to these opportunities, so I'm excited to be here with this group and get an opportunity.
And here we go. Third round pick by the Ducks in 2011. 64 games of NHL experience, including 5 with the Wild over the last 2 seasons and 2 points in those 2 games. An opportunity like this, what's it mean for you? Like I said, you've got 64 games of NHL experience, but anytime you get an opportunity to step on the NHL sheet of ice, what does that mean to Joseph Cramarosa?
Yeah, I guess for myself, that's why I play hockey. I'm going to stay and kind of work to get these opportunities as long as my body allows me. So it's always a good feeling. I'll chase as long as I can, and there's no better feeling. So obviously very grateful that I was thought of and brought up for this opportunity, and always try to make the most of it.
I know the focus now is what's going on here and what you're going to do in the lineup Tuesday night in Los Angeles. But big picture, two-part question. First and foremost, give me an update on what's going on from a team standpoint down there with the Iowa Wild.
Yeah, I think we're getting to our game and our identity. We had a kind of a slower start, as they kind of did up here. And I guess you'd rather have those starts earlier in the season than later. So I think both teams, from what I've seen, are kind of moving on the upswing here and getting on to getting some points in the standings and some wins together. So I think both teams are trending in the right direction. And Iowa obviously had a massive comeback win yesterday. So I think that'll be great for them. And hopefully try to do the same here on the road trip.
So you say things are trending in the right direction. Must be for you as well, because of the fact that you got the call. Obviously something's going right for you. As I look at the stats, 4 points in 8 games plus 23 minutes in penalties. In talking to Dean Evason, especially with some of the large bodies that are out of the lineup, they want a little more beef. And I think he says grit or sandpaper. Sounds like that you could bring that to the lineup, and that's the expectation Tuesday night?
Yeah, of course. I hope so. It's been something that I've had in my tool bag, I guess you could say, for my career, and obviously try to make plays when they're there, because you got to do that as well. But I'd like to be a complete player and hopefully bring that spark that they're looking for.
What's it like for you guys down there going about your business and knowing that some of your close friends are up here performing on a very high level? One guy in particular, I mean, I could talk about any number of guys that are contributing now that you've got a history with, whether it be a Duhame or a Duer. Mason Shaw in particular, I think you guys know his story as well as anyone. What it took for him to get from where he was to where he is now, contributing on a real high level, and especially with the injuries being elevated in the lineup. What's it like for you guys to watch him succeed down there and know what he's been through?
Yeah, I got to the Wild just after, I guess, his 2 major injuries, but I obviously heard the stories and saw the knee braces on his knees. So I know it's been a crazy journey for him, and I think even in these 2 years, you just see his character. He's a hardworking guy that he doesn't take anything for granted. So it's awesome. Our team, we were actually in Winnipeg when he had that big game in Chicago, and the whole team was at Earl's kind of yelling his name in the restaurant. So it's great. Everyone's pulling for him. He's our leader down there, and it's awesome to see a guy like that because he deserves it.
We talked about his goal in Chicago at the United Center. He gets his first goal in the National Hockey League. And, of course, he celebrated, had a big smile on his face. But everyone else on the ice, too, you know, Duer in particular, Sam Steele, they're congratulating them almost like their family. The smile on their faces, it's something that sticks with you.
For sure. I saw the same picture. I think I sent it to them maybe first before they even saw it, and it's a great picture. Obviously, they're very close, and like you said, it was a great feeling just to see the excitement from his teammates, and I almost made it my screensaver for the rest of the night, so it's a great one to have.
Pretty cool stuff. Again, we're talking to Joseph Cramarosa. One more before you head out now. Big task at hand, a rematch with the Los Angeles Kings. We talk about the slow start for the Wild early on in this season, a 7-6 loss to the Kings at XL Energy Center. Rematch coming up tomorrow night at CryptoBank.com, whatever their new arena, the former Staples Center. What's the expectations going into game one of a 3-game road trip out west?
Yeah, I think obviously you just take it one game at a time. We're looking for that early win and keep it rolling from there. So obviously I wasn't here for the first game, but I actually did watch it or caught the end of it. I think we may have played, watched some highlights there. So I know it was a barn burner, and maybe we're not going to be looking for that exact run and gun game, but I think we're in a great mindset, had a great day today, and hopefully come out with that first win.
Joseph, travel safe. Good luck Tuesday night in L.A.
Thank you very much.